One of the nicest calls you can get is when your dock guy says the boat's in the water.
Oh yeah,
that's means you're ready for summer. And but you got to also make sure that you are prepared for a safe summer, that all the flotation devices are there, and most importantly, that you're in the right frame of mind when you're at the wheel of that boat. With a significant amount of shoreline on its eastern coast, no one is more focused on this than our good friends in Macomb County, and we welcome in the sheriff, Tony Wickersham, on this Friday before Memorial Day. Sheriff, good morning.
Good morning, guys and gals.
You, I mean, you've got Lake St. Clair there that gets so busy this time of year, and I know you've really upgraded things with your Marine Division.
Yeah, we were able to work with the county and the Board of Commissioners, and we were able to knock down the old Marine Division, and we have a brand new building that is state of the art. It houses up to five of our vessels with hoists in them, so we can keep them in the Marine Division from year round. We can get them out of the water and do maintenance a lot easier. So we're really excited about the new facility.
Sheriff, when it comes to recreational boating fatalities, drowning remains the leading cause. And a lot of that is because you got a large percentage of victims who don't wear their life jackets. How do you approach these boaters and get them to understand the importance of wearing the life jacket?
You know, education, you know, and that's why, you know, we do our media day, and I'm glad you guys gave me a call so we could talk about it, you know, and just remind them, number one, you know, and there's laws about certain ages that you have to take a boater safety course, but, you know, I would say disregard that. Everybody take a boater safety course and even a refresher course, just so you understand the rules of the water. You understand what you're supposed to do as a boat captain, and you're responsible for everybody on board, having the proper life vests and number of life vests on board. All of that is your responsibility as a boater. Thankfully, last year we had zero drownings, you know, and that's what we really strive for in the Macomb County waters and all of the waters. So, you know, we see that individuals will want to go for a swim. They may jump off the boat and the boat's not properly anchored and that boat will start to drift away and, you know, they may have a hard time getting back and they go under. So, you know, if you're going to jump in, stay close to the boat. If you're not that good of a swimmer, you know, there's nothing wrong with putting on a flotation device and jumping in. You're still going to get cooled off and you're going to be safe.
Sheriff, do you need to have a special license to operate a boat?
Yes, there's not a special license. You have to have, I believe it's January, don't quote me on the days, but if you were born after a certain date to operate a vessel, you have to have taken a boater safety course and you have to have that card with you when you're operating the vessel.
I think it's 1977, if I remember correctly, because we went through this with our kids.
Right, and then for the PWCs, the jet skis and those type of, it's a younger 98, I believe. So even if, you know, the young kids that are 15, 16 want to jump on a jet ski, they have to have had to taken a boater safety course and have that certificate with them. If it's not, it's a violation.
I was wondering, if you hadn't done that, can you get in trouble?
Yes, it would still be a violation.
Okay.
Yep, if the deputies were, you know, pull you over and for whatever the infraction is and you do not have a boater safety course or a boater safety certificate on you, then that would be a violation.
I'm sorry, Sheriff, you go.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, last year my Marine Division was out there. They had about 577 contacts with the boating public. We only wrote 103 citations, but, you know, we gave a lot of warnings. So, you know, when we get out there, it's not a heavy-handed enforcement. You know, we know everybody's out on the water to have a good time, but we want them to be safe. So we're going to do a lot through education.
In terms of the swimmers out there, one of the things that's really frustrating is that we've got so many kids that aren't given swimming lessons. And yet they're out on the beach, you know, they'll wade in the water and maybe go out too far. And we see it time and again. We see it at water parks, county water parks as well. What's the best advice? And are there some opportunities out there to get kids into programs here now in the spring so that they can enjoy summer and enjoy everything that the Great Lakes State has to offer?
Yeah, there's a lot of in almost every community, whether it's a local school district that has a pool. I'm sure they offer swimming lessons. The YMCAs offer swimming lessons. And there's even private companies that are throughout the community that will offer a swimming lesson. And, you know, the best thing is to introduce, you know, the young child to the water at an early age and get them comfortable with it so they can understand their capabilities and how good a swimmer they are.
I got a clarification here. It's persons born on or after July 1st, 1996 shall not operate a motorboat unless they've been issued a boating safety certificate.
Yeah, I was going to do the research, but I think we're on just a little earlier than I was expecting.
No, that's okay.
It's okay. We got Guy.
We've got Google at our fingertips.
My guy told me 7:30, so.
Sheriff, how important is, you know, keeping your eye to the weather forecast when you're out on a boat also and having, like, working communication devices on board as well?
Yeah, very, very important. You know, before you leave the dock, make sure, again, your boat's in good operating condition, you know, that you have the life jackets. You have either a ship-to-shore radio or you have a cell phone on you, and understand what the weather is going to be. You may go out like you were saying before we went on, you know, it's going to be nice, and then rain's coming in. You leave the dock and it's sunny and great, and all of a sudden a storm rolls in. And if you're out there, you know, that lake, it's dangerous. Those winds kick up, and you want to be able to get back to shore safely.
I think that these are good messages for people as the summer approaches here, because, you know, I have a ton of friends who have boats and jet skis. We live near Lake St. Clair, and it's just nice to talk about it and get a refresher.
Sheriff, congratulations on getting through the 2023 summer without a drowning fatality. And we'll hope that your safety measures and that our good luck holds out for 2024.
Well, that's our goal. So we'll be out there doing our best to make sure that happens. So.
All right. And that is Macomb County Sheriff Tony Wickersham. Thank you, sir. And happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day to all of you. Have a great weekend.
You too.
I don't know if you saw it, but Darnell Blackburn on Channel 4, mm-hmm. who is a former Detroit cop, mm-hmm. does a lot of the law enforcement, personal safety reporting for Local 4, mm-hmm. Is now engaged in learning how to swim. You know, he's an older guy, but he just never learned. And I think it is such a great story for Local 4 to tell. And it's his personal journey of saying, you know what, I grew up Detroit, inner city kid. We just didn't, a lot of just didn't have access to indoor pools where we could learn to swim. It's not something we thought were important, but you know what? For my kids now, I got to know how to swim.
Definitely. I remember, you remember the swimmobile?
No.
Yeah. Swimmobile used to be in the neighborhood along with the bookmobile, but the swimmobile used to come into the neighborhoods and it was a big truck with like a pool on it, and they would park in the neighborhood and kids would come and swim in it.
For fun or like to teach them how to tread water?
No, it was actually for fun. I mean, your parent had to be there, you know, with you. You couldn't come, you know, you couldn't just be a kid and just jump in there. Your parent had to be there as well. But I was too young for it. But, you know, my brother, I remember seeing it, and my brothers, you know, took part in that.
Well, learning to float, one of the most important life skills that there is for those of us that, I had to displace so much water. It's 7:28 on News Talk 760 WJR. Coming up, attorneys general across the country, including here in Michigan, say to Live Nation, you're unfair.